her husband works at the university now with the veterans program, and so all the Thai people that he meets, they have them down to eat. Mm. And this girl came down the other night to eat with them, and they, and she said that our granddaughter said they just talked in their native language to each other. You know, I guess they hadn't been able to talk to anybody in the language that they knew. Of course, they all speak English, and, but it's a different. I'm sure she gets mighty lonesome. She comes up here. She calls me up sometime, and she came one morning. She called me. She says, "Would you like to have some cucumbers?" And I said, "I would love to have some tiny, but don't bring them." "Oh, I'll come up there with me." She came up here with this beautiful basket about this big around, full of just the right size cucumbers to pickle. Just, and I just did, and they looked so pretty in the basket. I just admired the basket so much. And so they were getting ready to go back to Thailand this fall, last fall. And I, so that before she left, she came up one afternoon to tell us goodbye. They were going to visit her parents, and she brought me that basket and gave it to me. I said, "Why, Tiny?" She said, "Well, I have two of them, and you liked it, so I want you to have one." And things like that, and other little things that they brought us. And of course, these are Thai lamps. This came from Thailand. That's tea. He sent me these from Thailand, and I didn't know what their vases were, originally vases. Well, he sent me a pair of them. Well, I didn't, the little old bitty hole about that big, I didn't know what you could do with them, so I took them to the interior decorator, and he sent them to Atlanta and had them made into lamps. And different things that they brought us, brass back, and all, they always bringing us something back. So when they came back this time, they brought me a beautiful salad bowl and individual out of teakwood, and of course they knew we grew fruit, so it's made in the shape of a pear, and the individual salad bowls are pears, and the spoon and the fork and things like that, that they just have things that they have, so many pretty things that come from over there. And she can't come, she's a Buddhist, but she comes to our church, and she's studying Christianity. And of course, I don't know much about what Buddhists believe. You know, people, you just get that so different. The things that they do in the meal, she has had us down several times to eat, and the food is delicious. And she cooks a regular Thai meal like she would cook it if she was at home. And she cooks in one of these woks, Chinese things. Now, I don't think I could cook in one of those things, but she cooks everything in there. And then she serves it so beautifully, as she would if she were in Thailand, and have no knife on the table, because everything is cut in bite-sized pieces. And she, last time when she served the soup from them, I noticed Jim had the grill going in the backyard, and I thought, well, that's strange. This time the grill's still going. And he was heating the charcoal to put in this funny-looking container. It was a round thing, sort of looked like a lamp, one of these kerosene lamps we have. It was metal, and they put the charcoal down in the bottom of that thing some way to keep the soup piping hot.
Oh.
A smart idea, wasn't it?
I guess so. Well, that's probably from, you know, they don't have electricity.
They don't have the things to use, but they had, and she brought one back with her, and she used it on the table, and she served the soup in the little rice bowls out of that, and it was delicious. And she served, she had chopsticks on the plates the first time we ate. I said, hand-carved ivory with little elephants on the top. I said, "Now, Tiny, you know I can't eat with these things." She said, "I just wanted you to see how we set the table."
Oh.
She was trying to let me see how she would set the table if she went in Thailand. But she ate with them, and she fed the children with them. And her stepson, he ate with them. I don't know how they did it, but they did.